This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi there, Brad.
Of course, Music Fest is now underway. Tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of visitors to the Lehigh Valley. We've been covering both the return of Music Fest as an economic and cultural event, but also as a public health concern.
Yeah, that's right, Brad. And it's an unfortunate confluence of events that just as the festival got underway, new cases of COVID-19 really started to rise here in the Lehigh Valley. And as you mentioned, we've got thousands of people coming into Bethlehem for the festival, many of whom are unmasked. And that is in accordance with guidelines for the festival and from the state. There aren't masking requirements, but public health officials are really concerned that this could possibly be a super spreader event. This week, WLVR spoke with a Penn State public health professor, Casey Pinto, and she says it's likely to cause COVID-19 cases in the Lehigh Valley to go up and possibly soon. Here's what she had to say about that risk.
So what we're doing is risking all of our children. Because even if though I'm vaccinated, I might go out to Music Fest and get exposed and get it and then spread it to my kids.
So Pinto's recommendation, Brad, is that everyone who's attending the festival should wear a mask if they're in crowded areas, whether or not they're vaccinated, whether or not it's indoors or outdoors, just wear the mask. Now, the festival ends Sunday. Pinto says she expects to see an uptick in 1 to 2 weeks in new cases related to that.
That brings us generally to the current pandemic situation in the Lehigh Valley. It's not great, right?
No. Northampton County is already at the CDC's high level of transmission. And that's despite more than 52% of the total population of the county being fully vaccinated. And in Lehigh County, new cases are up nearly 90% this week. Now, hospitalization rates are still reasonable. There are still hospital beds available, but public health officials are watching these numbers really closely with concern.
The absolute numbers here in the Lehigh Valley are nowhere near as alarming as the numbers in some of the southern states, particularly in the U.S. But of course, what we're worried about here is the rate of increase in COVID cases. So let me ask, what are local health experts recommending?
Number one, they are really recommending vaccination. Local health experts want to see as many people as possible vaccinated to help keep people out of the hospital. I mean, that's really the emphasis with vaccinations now. This week, WLVR spoke with Vicki Kistler. She's the head of the Allentown Health Bureau. And she said this week, not only that she's gravely concerned, but also they're really trying to think outside the box about how to reach people who haven't gotten vaccinated yet. So Allentown is really trying to come up with solutions for folks who are working people who may not be able to take time off from work. For instance, she said they're offering Friday vaccinations. So if people are worried they might have a reaction, they would have the weekend to recover and not have to miss work from that. Another thing that she said is they're looking for suggestions for vaccination ideas from the community and have invited people from the community to call. How do you want to get vaccinated? Let them know. They will make it happen.
It's important to remember that we're at a time when vaccine supplies are really strong in the Lehigh Valley, and really anyone who wants to get the shot should be able to arrange it.
And it's free. You don't have to have insurance. You don't have to pay anything out of pocket at all. You can just schedule that appointment. And there's also pop-up vaccine clinics happening at things like county fairs and at the Allentown Fair. The Allentown Health Bureau will be giving out vaccines later this month.
One last bit of pandemic news. Muhlenberg College in Allentown has announced that it will now require faculty and staff to be vaccinated for the coming school year. That's in addition to the student body that was already required to be vaccinated. Looking forward to the week ahead, I just want to mention one event. Sunday, Lehigh Valley Pride is in its 28th year and will be celebrated Sunday by the Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Community Center. It takes place from noon to 6 at the Jewish Community Center of the Lehigh Valley, and that's in Allentown. So happy Pride Day Sunday. Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.